This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've done a lot of stories on this program about big data, how our every like or consumer dislike can be tracked and tallied, usually for somebody's profit. We've done data stories most recently about our kids, about all the ways that schools and states are gathering data on what students do every day. Today, we're going to look at how schools are putting some of that data to use. They're using it, really, to predict the future. From Learning Curve, our project on education and technology, Marketplace's Adrienne Hill reports.
Right next to the desk of Principal Kelly Birch at Willis Jepson Middle School in Vacaville, California, is a whiteboard with the names of all the kids in the school who are struggling, the kids who might not finish high school.
So right now we have about 56 students up here on the board that are considered high risk.
And next to each name, the reasons why. Academics, attendance, discipline.
It's a great visual for me. When I see that board, I have an urgency that these kids need something now.
Birch says in the past, getting a full view of which kids were in trouble took time. A teacher might notice a problem, maybe mention something to the counselor.
And then the counselor would look into them and the counselor would say, oh, they're not doing very well. But by then, it's a quarter into the school year, a semester into the school year.
Now, Birch has what's called an early warning system. Her team gathers and processes a steady stream of student data, GPA, attendance, demerits, test scores, and that data, it lets them peer into the future and spot the 7th and 8th graders who may be headed for trouble.
It's about using data that are available to predict which students may be at risk, identify them, and then actually provide supports and interventions to those students so that they get back on track.
Susan Bowles-Terrio studies early warning systems at the American Institutes for Research. She says the proliferation of student data out there has made these systems possible, even common.
There are probably schools and districts in every single state across the nation that are using early warning systems in some format.
In Wisconsin, for example, every sixth grader in the whole state is given a score of 1 to 100 that represents that child's chances of finishing high school on time. Kids who are under 78.5 are red flagged as high risk in the state student database.
It's early, and that's the real advantage of it.
Jared Knowles is a research analyst at the Wisconsin Department of Instruction. His office is the one that calculates the scores. He says predicting the path of a sixth grader gives teachers a chance to change that path. It can be cheaper to intervene early, before problems multiply. But Knowles acknowledges using data this way, labeling kids like this, has risks.
We do a lot of work to communicate about the limits of the prediction, that it's not destiny.
You don't want a teacher to see a kid with a score of 20 and give up on that kid in order to help all the 80s. And you don't want a kid to find out the score and give up on herself. The data, says Knowles, is just a snapshot of how a child's doing. But it's not a diagnosis, and it's not a cure.
The school really has to do the hard work to re-engage them back into the educational system.
And these interventions take a lot of forms. Everything from special ed evaluations to behavioral counseling to mentoring to this English class back at Principal Birch's middle school in Vacaville.
This is our English intervention.
A teacher works with about a dozen middle schoolers.
The reason why you're in here is because it appears that you are struggling with reading.
Wedging these classes into the school day took some pretty elaborate scheduling. And Birch made some classes a little bigger to free up teachers to run these interventions. But Birch says it's worth it to get kids back on track for that day when the counselor comes into her office.
And she'll say, okay, you know, we're going to take these names off the list, and I review the list, and then we do a little dance while we're standing in here erasing their names.
I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
Not every state uses data and early warning systems to spot kids who might be headed for trouble. There is a map where you can see if your state does. You can check it out at marketplace.org.